Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Today we celebrate America's independence, the birthday of America, the Declaration of Independence, our birth certificate, if you will, 241 years later. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, again, here we are, Matt, 241 years later, celebrating the founding of our country through the signing of the Declaration of Independence, the longest country in the world with a singular constitution is the United States of America. It has endured through time. Of course, our constitution was adopted a few years later, but certainly it began on the 1776 signing of the Declaration of Independence. America, with all of its faults that it has, and certainly there are many, and we certainly have great opportunities in this country to change the course of the future and participate in this great nation.
That's right. And this great nation, of course, and Independence Day, where we celebrate the Declaration of Independence, and was founded on the and undergirded by the foundational principle that we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the historical record is unequivocal here. It's irrefutable. And secular historical revisionists would like to reinvent and recreate an America and their own secularist self-image. But we are not a secular nation. We are a nation built upon Judeo-Christian principles. I think John Adams, our second president, said it best. He said, quote, "The general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity. I will avow that I then believed and now believe that those general principles of Christianity are as eternal and immutable as the existence of the attributes of God." It doesn't get any clearer than that, does it?
Yeah, it's very clear. No, and let me just read some of the Declaration of Independence. We actually have it as part of our Patriot's Handbook of American Liberty, a series of pocket-sized booklets. And this was our very first one that we produced. You can order all of the Patriot Handbooks on various topics on our website at lc.org. But here it is, right at the very beginning. "When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind require that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer, while evils are sufferable, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security." And it goes on to then list, one after another, the charges against the government of the Great Britain regime as to the reasons that impelled them to this point where they felt they had to separate and form an independent, sovereign nation called the United States of America.
You know, Matt, that sentence that Matt Barber read earlier has been called one of the best known sentences in the English language, containing the most potent and consequential words in American history, and it's come to represent a moral standard to which the United States should strive. So where have we gone from that moral standard that these people created back in July 1776?
Well, you go back into the very first paragraph of the Declaration, and it refers to the laws of nature and of nature's God, that this is both natural law and revealed law. The laws of nature is the natural law. Of nature's God is obviously the revealed law, and that was the foundation understanding of the founders, that there is a God who exists. He has revealed himself specifically through specific revelation in the scriptures and through his created order, the natural created order, and that he has, part of that creation, infused his creation, particularly you and I created in his image, with unalienable rights, and that governments need to protect those. So that's where it begins. And then the sentence that Matt read and that you referred to, Holly, we hold these truths to be self-evident, meaning
self-evident.
That
yeah.
Right.
They are not something for debate. They are commonly understood. Any person should understand this, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Yeah. And, you know, there's so much more historically that affirms our nation's not just Judeo-Christian founding, but really our nation's Christian founding. You think, for instance, of found in the Journal of the House of Representatives. This is all, you know, again, irrefutable. In Congress in 1854, they on the floor of the House, the great, vital, and conservative element in our system is the belief of our people in the pure doctrines and the divine truths of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Or in Congress, in the U.S. House Judiciary Committee that same year, had the people during the revolution had a suspicion of any attempt to war against Christianity, that revolution would have been strangled in its grave. In this age, there can be no substitute for Christianity. That was the religion of the founders of the Republic, and they expected it to remain the religion of their descendants. And we are expected by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to be advocates for him in the context of public policy and in this nation, this separation of church and state nonsense. The founding record is very clear. Christian principles are the foundation of this nation.
Yeah, and it goes on to say that to secure these rights, the rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness that are inalienable, that come from God, governments are instituted among men. The purpose of government is to secure pre-existing, God-ordained, God-infused, inalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's the purpose. And when government ultimately has a pattern of not protecting those rights, then it is time for the people to alter or to abolish it. So this is profound. Now, Thomas Jefferson wrote this, but on the other hand, these words are not unique to Thomas Jefferson. He called the Declaration of Independence a reflection of the American mind. This is what they thought. This is their worldview that they came from. This is what permeated everything that they did. And in fact, there's other writings similar to the Declaration of Independence. Thomas Jefferson pulled it together. It's his final pen, but he didn't invent this. It wasn't like, oh, somebody read this and say, man, I've never heard this before. This was common thinking among the founders. And no wonder why, Holly, there is such a major push to secularize this country, because you are seeing this attempt to literally eliminate the foundation of what's behind the Declaration of Independence, what ultimately is the foundation of our country. And when you do that, right, America is doomed.
It's absolutely important to remember that it's God created government. He talks about in Isaiah, about Jesus, the government shall be upon his shoulders. So it's more a progression away from godly principles and away from what he created is where we see ourselves going.
Yeah, unless people think we're talking about a theocracy, we're not talking about a theocracy. We're talking about a republic that also has founding principles, that there is a God,
right,
who has immutable principles and laws and liberties and inalienable rights that he's infused his people with, that we need to get our country back to this. One of the very first ones is life. You know, without the right to life, liberty is pointless. Mm-hmm. If people don't respect your life, they're not going to respect your liberty or your property. That's why we need to get our country back to the founding principles. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website. Thank you for joining us, and celebrate this wonderful day as we celebrate the 241st birthday of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. You can order the Patriot's Handbook on American Liberty and our entire Patriot's Handbook series at lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.